Gamma ray emission from the Sagittarius dwarf spheroidal galaxy due to millisecond pulsars, by Roland M. Crocker et al. The Fermi bubbles are giant, gamma-ray emitting lobes emanating from the nucleus of the Milky Way discovered in 1-100 GeV data collected by the Large Area Telescope on board the Fermi Gamma Ray Space Telescope. Previous work has revealed substructure within the Fermi bubbles that has been interpreted as a signature of collimated outflows from the galaxy's supermassive black hole. Here we show via a spatial template analysis that much of the gamma ray emission associated to the brightest region of substructure, the so-called cocoon, is likely due to the Sagittarius dwarf spheroidal SGRDSPH galaxy. This large Milky Way satellite is viewed through the Fermi bubbles from the position of the solar system. As a tidally and ram pressure stripped remnant, the SGRDSPH has no ongoing star formation, but we nevertheless demonstrate that the dwarf's millisecond pulsar MSP population can plausibly supply the gamma ray signal that our analysis associates to its stellar template. The measured spectrum is naturally explained by inverse Compton scattering of cosmic microwave background photons by high-energy electron-positron pairs injected by MSPs belonging to the SGRDSPH, combined with these objects' magnetospheric emission. This finding plausibly suggests that MSPs produce significant gamma-ray emission amongst old stellar populations, potentially confounding indirect dark matter searches in regions such as the galactic center, the Andromeda Galaxy, and other massive Milky Way dwarf spheroidals. This was Gamma-ray emission from the Sagittarius dwarf spheroidal galaxy due to millisecond pulsars, by Roland M. Crocker et al.